Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. WordPress parent company Automattic Inc. to buy Tumblr from Verizon. Nintendo pipes up with 60% share of July video game ad market. The status quo is not good enough. UK tightens regulation around video sharing. WordPress parent company Automattic Inc. to buy Tumblr from Verizon, marketing land. Verizon Communications has found a buyer for Tumblr, the blogging platform it acquired in 2017 as part of its deal to buy Yahoo. Automattic Inc., the company behind the popular web development platform WordPress, has agreed to purchase Tumblr for an undisclosed amount, according to the Wall Street Journal, and will add Tumblr's approximate 200 employees to the Automattic staff. Automattic CEO Matt Mullenweg told the Wall Street Journal the acquisition was the largest ever for his company, both in price and headcount. As a long-time user of Tumblr, Mullenweg said he sees it as a complementary to WordPress.com. It's just fun, he told the Wall Street Journal, and we're not going to change any of that. Nintendo pipes up with 60% share of July video game ad market, the drum. Nintendo has dominated video game advertising spend through July with an impressive 60% share of expenditure, according to data provided by iSpot.tv. The Japanese entertainment giant loosened its purse strings to the tune of $3.7 million for the month, comfortably outspending all other gaming brands who spent just $2.5 million between them over the same period. The budget-busting figure has largely been attributed to a splurge in spending associated with Super Mario Maker 2, commercial titled Level of Your Dreams, which has been promoted across Nick, Nicktoons and Nickteen during hit shows such as SpongeBob SquarePants. The status quo is not good enough. UK tightens regulation around video sharing. European politicians have been tightening the screws on US tech platforms on multiple fronts. Now, a European-wide directive is reportedly extending the same regulatory responsibilities that broadcasters face to video sharing platforms, imposing fines or service restrictions if they fail to comply. Under the new Audiovisual Media Services Directive, the video sharing and live streaming platforms including Instagram, Facebook and YouTube will be fined either £250,000 or 5% of the company's revenue, whichever is more. Although the amount is still being decided, if they show harmful videos, including violence, child abuse, or pornography. Thank you for listening. For more information on our stories, please visit socialday.live. Have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more trending headlines.